Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. We're glad you all could be with us. Today we have the honor of speaking with author and artist Danny Gregory. He's here to discuss his brand new book that is really, I think, a treat for anybody. It's called Art Before Breakfast, A Zillion Ways to Be More Creative No Matter How Busy You Are. I really enjoyed this book because it really does, I think, tie in a lot of my love of life, which is the arts, being able to really take the time to really enjoy life, as well as, of course, to appreciate the things around you. We're going to talk to Danny not only about how the arts have affected him, but how he's been able to actually share that with others and to see the way they've responded as well. Danny, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Cyrus. Nice to talk to you.
Well, same here, Danny, and I'm so excited that I get a chance to talk to you because what I love about this book is for one thing, how thoughtful it is. Again, the title is Art Before Breakfast, but I think the book really, to me, you know, really shows how we really can take our time to appreciate all aspects of life. What has it been like for you to share your love of art with the world as well as to be able to share some great tips along the way?
It's been a fantastic experience. I've met so many people all over the world who share my love of drawing or who are just discovering it for the first time. So it's really been an act of, you know, of giving, which has been really great. And it's also bounced back to me because it's inspired me and it's given me all kinds of new opportunities to make things and to share them.
Yeah. You know, I should say, Danny, you're the author of several books, and all of them kind of are able to tie in your creativity, for one, but also I think your appreciation for even the simple things. When did you first realize the gift that you had to be able to not only tell a story through pictures, but also to talk about life through pictures?
Well, I appreciate you saying that it's a gift. I mean, it's been something that has been kind of at the core of what I've wanted to write about since I first started writing books, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, because I'd had various experiences that I felt like I needed to share, both for my own sake and because I felt like the things that I had gone through were things that would help other people as well. I've had, you know, a few sort of traumatic experiences in my life. My wife was in an accident where she was disabled, and that was actually the thing that started me drawing in the first place. And then a book that I wrote last year, A Kiss Before You Go, is about my wife's, when my wife passed away, and the experience that was and how art really helped me through it and helped me to gain perspective on it. And I felt like it was important to me to take these terrible experiences and to show how I had discovered something positive in them, something that had helped me to cope with it. And I thought that was something that other people might be interested in to help them through their tough times as well.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely been the case for sure. And Danny, so when you hear from people that what you've shared has done just that, has inspired them, encouraged them, and given them some hope, how does that make you feel?
It took me a long time to get used to it, to be honest. You know, I was sort of surprised that how universal a lot of these things were. You know, and it made me, I'll be honest, it kind of gave me the purpose for most of what I do now, is this idea of helping people to overcome their fears. Because I feel like in the process of overcoming my own fears, I discovered so much about what's positive in life. And I see so many examples of people who are blocked in their desire to create, in their desire to experience life more fully because of these fears, some of which are rooted deep in their past.
Yeah, I think that is it. And you know what I get from the new book, and I think, and I really hope, Danny, that our listeners take this away, and I think through this conversation they'll get the gist of that, is the importance of the moment. I think what you just shared, I think, is a great example of that, the importance of appreciating the time that we have. And we all live in a world, even as the subtitle of the book says, A Zillion Ways to Be More Creative No Matter How Busy You Are. A lot of times, you know, what we do is, you know, it seems like being busy is a part of life. It seems like for me, though, this book is really about taking the time to slow down and to savor those experiences. Was that part of your hope?
Absolutely, because we're bombarded with information, with experiences, and so many of them are experiences that take us away from where we are. You know, so you pick up your phone and there's a post on Facebook that somebody on the other side of the world is describing something in their lives, and you can spend more and more of your life in this virtual experience, always hungering for more stimulation, and that can lead you to be disconnected from what you're really experiencing, what's really going on around you. What I found with drawing is that it helps you to stop. It helps you to slow down. It helps you to see, most importantly, because so often the things that we think we're seeing are really a product of our thinking, of our brains, of our imaginations. They're not actually true experiences. And when that happens, our imaginations can run away from us. They can color our reality to the point that we can live in negativity. We can live in something that isn't true, that isn't good for us. And
exactly.
What drawing does is it helps you to re-plug in, to reconnect, to say, I'm going to slow down to just look at this cup of coffee that's in front of me. I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to slowly draw it. I'm not going to draw what I think a cup of coffee looks like. I'm going to draw what's actually in front of me. I'm going to look at how the coffee is reflecting the room that I'm in, you know, and I'm going to look at those reflections. I'm going to look at the light. I'm going to wake up and smell the coffee and draw it at the same time, and I'm really going to be anchored. And once I'm done with the drawing, that effect is still there with me. And if I can make that into a regular habit to stop periodically, once, twice a day, to say, let me just hold on and look at where I am. Let me look at the food I'm about to eat. Let me look at the person who I'm with. Let me look at the environment I'm in, and let me just really see it for what it is. You'll discover beauty. You'll discover truth. You'll discover aspects of things that you've never noticed before because you were walking around in a dream, in a stupor that's caused by all this distraction that we have in our world.
That is so true, and I love the fact that you use the word distraction, Danny, because that really is what a lot of it is. But you know what I thought about, what was so interesting when I began the conversation and I called what you do a gift? What you just expressed is exactly why I said that, because when I was reading the book, I thought to myself, you know, to be able to get people to really understand and appreciate how this moment is something that will never come again. That in itself to me is a skill for someone to be able to allow someone to see that. You know, I don't have children of my own, Danny, but one of the points that really stood out to me that I shared with a friend of mine was when you encouraged the drawing of your child, or one that you borrowed, as you say in the book. You know, and being able to appreciate that moment. I mean, are those the little things that you're talking about that, you know, when you do that, you really will be able to better appreciate that time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a dad. My son is now 20, but I remember when he was 2 or 3 years old and I would travel for business and I would be away sometimes for a couple of weeks and I would come back and he was a different person and I would think, oh, no, I missed that. And I think that kind of thing can happen. You know, you go to work in the morning, you come back and you might have missed something. So the opportunity to slow down, and you may draw your kid, but you may also draw with your kid. You may work on a piece of art together and together you're making a memory that your child might look back on in 30 years and say, I remember, you know, my mom or my dad used to do this with me. I loved to draw, and you know that's something that we shared. So those are obviously really big moments. But then there's also so many moments in your day when, you know, nothing much is going on. You know, you're waiting for the elevator. You're at the gym. You're on the treadmill. You're sitting in a meeting. Maybe you're waiting for a conference call to happen. You're sitting in the kitchen and you're waiting for the toaster to pop. All those moments are actually moments and opportunities to stop, to connect with what's going on around you, and to pick up a pen and a little sketchbook and to just say, I'm just going to draw the shadows that toaster is throwing on the counter. I'm going to look at this piece of toast before I eat it, and I'm going to notice all the little tiny crumbs in it. Those kinds of moments, it seems a little weird, I know, but it's just a way of saying, I'm going to be present, and then your life is all the more rich, and you're living in reality. You're not missing it.
Right. You know, I think one of the things that people may say, whether they're listening to us on the radio or online, Danny, is that, well, I'm not an artist. I think the great thing is about this book, and I thought about, was, who said that? You know, who said that you're not an artist? Who said that you're not creative? You know, is that one of the things that's been great for you to be able to share, that it's not about doing it according to a way that someone else may think it should be done, but just about expressing yourself?
I wrote another book. It's called The Creative License, and the subtitle of that book is Giving Yourself Permission to Be the Artist You Truly Are, because I believe that we all started out as artists. Every little kid is, you know, you give them a crayon, they know what to do with it. They're not going to say, I have no talent. They're not going to say, I'm no good. They're not going to say, I've never taken a class. I can't draw a straight line. All the things I hear grown-ups say. So if you were born with that ability, what happened to it? You know, is it a God-given talent that suddenly vanished from you? I don't believe so. I think you just got out of the habit of doing it. You started doing other things, and you lost connection with that. So when you first sit down to start drawing, you're basically taking up from that point when you stopped, when you were 7 or 8 years old. You do that first drawing, and guess what? You're drawing like a 7-year-old again. And, you know, that may disappoint you. That may confuse you. You may say, oh, I'm no good at it. See, I knew it. But that, you know, there's so many things in life that if we hadn't done them since we were little, of course we wouldn't be good at them. But it doesn't mean that we can't be. It doesn't mean we can't get back to that. And also the question is, what does it mean to be good at it? I think if we focus instead on what does it mean to have fun doing it, what does it mean to, you know, to meditate and to go deeper into the moment, that's really what matters, not whether your drawing can hang on a wall in a frame or be sold in a gallery. That's not what matters. What matters is, are you living your life as purposefully as you can? Are you having new experiences? Are you taking risks? Are you having adventures? That's the core of it. And this is a little practice that in a couple minutes a day will remind you of the importance of doing that.
Yeah, I think that is so true. You know, I think I actually would like to read something, Danny, that you wrote in the book that made me make that statement. On page 102, for those who have the print edition of the book, if you don't have the book yet, Art Before Breakfast, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But this is what Danny shared. Is the topic is, aha, one thing leads to another. And this is what you wrote, Danny. This book is focused on drawing and painting, but you don't have to be. Try expanding your repertoire to include other art forms that can fit into your daily life. And then you give some great examples. Keep a harmonica in the shower. Practice a dance move in the elevator. Learn to whistle an entire Mozart sonata. Write a poem about how well your presentation went. Compose a rap song on the subway. Then perform it on the platform. Sculpt a nude in your butter dish. Buy 3 ingredients you've never eaten before and figure out how to cook them together. Shoot a movie with your phone. And, you know, I think that the great thing about this is what you wrote on page 103. Drawing may be just a getaway for your creative life, but do go through it and start making cool stuff. And I think that is the thing about life, isn't it? About being excited about trying new things and not allowing the fear of what may be or what others may think to stop you. Has that been the key for you in your life, Danny?
Absolutely. I mean, what I say to people, a lot of people say to me, well, I would like, you know, I'll say go out and draw a building. Go out and sit in the street and draw a building. And they'll say, but if people come over and they see what I'm doing, they'll say, this guy thinks he's an artist. Look at the mess he's making. And, you know, they're embarrassed, they're afraid, they're ashamed. And I say to them, well, I guarantee you that nobody will ever come up and say that to you. First of all, nobody would be that rude. But most importantly, most people are going to come over to you and say, I wish I could do that. You know, I think just taking that risk, that's the thing that people admire. And, you know, you can always explain, hey, I'm just doing this for fun. I just started doing it. There's a lot of ways to explain why it may not be a masterpiece yet. But the fact that you're doing it, that is what will impress people. Again, that action that you're taking is more important necessarily than the final result of it, that process being in that moment. And the thing that you just described about drawing being the sort of gateway that opens and takes you into other things has been my experience, because I've had a lot of different kinds of creative experiences since starting to draw, because when I first started to draw in my mid-30s, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't, you know, happy with the results either. Then eventually I got to a point where I said, you know, I'm actually pretty good at this. I can do this pretty well. And then I got to the point where I said, well, what else can I do that I didn't know I could do? What else have I been wrong about? And that led me, ultimately, I ended up going to clown school in Los Angeles, because that just seemed like the most extreme thing I could do creatively, was to go and learn how to make a fool of myself in public on purpose. I've done it accidentally, but this is a chance to really take enormous risk and put myself out there. And it seemed like it was possible, whereas if I hadn't had that drawing experience, I don't think I ever could have gone there.
Yeah, I think that is the thing. So let's talk about something that we both just alluded to, Danny, and that is the conquering of fear. I had a guest on the program earlier today, and they made a comment that I thought was really interesting about fear, because I asked them, where did they find the courage to do it, because you know, the interesting thing is there are so many people out there, Danny, and you know because you've met them, that are really good, but they have either talked them out of it, the self-talk has talked them out of it, you even address that in the book, or someone has said something to them that has made them feel as though, well, it doesn't matter. How did you get past the place of worrying about that and just go for it?
I mean, it's a lifelong struggle, I'll be honest. In fact, my next book is about that topic. It's called Shut Your Monkey, and it's the idea is that there's a little monkey voice in your head. It's like, I imagine it looking like Gollum or something, a little tiny monkey, and he's there to tell you that you're no good. He's there to tell you that you can't do this. He's there to tell you that there will be a disastrous result out of your doing this. And that voice is built into every human on Earth. You know, how much we listen to it is up to us. But it's built into us because when we were little, it protected us. It protected us from doing crazy things and taking enormous risks. But if we allow it to continue to control us, we become incapable of dealing with change, because we have to take risks in life. And the world that we live in today, which is a world of constant change, means that we have to get used to taking risks. We have to get used to doing new things, you know, or we won't be able to make it. And so it's actually the riskiest thing you can do is to not take risks.
Mm.
But it does. But it's still a constant struggle, because it's so hardwired into us to be, you know, to take the safe route, to not embrace brand new things. But, you know, if you can ultimately say to yourself, what's the larger purpose behind what I'm doing? Not just for me, but maybe for the world at large. If I can expand my creativity, if I can solve new problems for other people, well, maybe that is what I'm here for. Maybe that's the contribution I'm supposed to make. Whereas if I'm afraid to take those risks, I'll never get there, and my life won't, you know, I won't achieve what I could. So I think it's really about saying to yourself, you know, what can I do that will help the world in some way? And if you can do that, then suddenly taking that risk is okay, because it's not just for you. It's for some larger purpose.
Right. Exactly. I think that is the amazing thing. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live, having a great conversation today with author and artist Danny Gregory. He's here to discuss his latest book, Art Before Breakfast. He just shared with us there's more to come, so we'll tell you guys a little bit later how you can stay connected with Danny. But the subtitle of the book is A Zillion Ways to Be More Creative, No Matter How Busy You Are. You know, when you were just talking about the upcoming book, Danny, I thought about the other thing that you say in the book about firing your inner critic. And you have a great quote from Vincent van Gogh that's found on page 121 of the book, for those who have the print edition. And the quote says this: if you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silent. That is an awesome quote. And you actually, even before that, you said this in your own words: don't judge yourself harshly. Enjoy the process. And if you can just stay in the moment rather than constantly stepping back to evaluate your every move, and never, ever rip a page out of your book. Time is short. Don't waste it beating yourself up. Keep drawing. Be kind to you. And you know what I thought about when I read that, Danny, is that it is so easy for us. I think we find it easier to forgive other people than we are to be kind and to forgive ourselves. You know, do you think that has kind of been your motto about, you know, not allowing, you know, what may appear to be a mistake to stop you?
Right. I mean, I think what we consider a mistake is just something that turned out differently than we thought it was going to be. You know, and instead that is a lesson. That's a lesson waiting for you to examine and say, oh, okay, why did this happen? How could I have a different result if I did something differently? But if you see it as a failure is like the end. That means you can't go on. You failed. It's game over. But instead you just look at it as, no, it's something that turned out differently than I anticipated. So I think the more that you can be lenient with yourself, the more you can postpone judging it. Because in a lot of ways I also feel like each of us isn't necessarily that qualified to judge what we do. You know, we don't know what the effect is going to be. We don't know really how it's going to help other people. We don't know how it's going to compare with other things out there. So why waste a lot of energy on that? Maybe instead just work with the feeling that you're doing your best and that you're being as productive as you can. You're making as many things as you can. Some of them will be great. Some of them won't be great. Doesn't matter. Keep going. I think if you are so afraid of the results being perfect, if you're struggling so much with that outcome, then you're going to be stymied. You're going to have a creative block. You're not going to be able to progress at all. So I always say, better to do a bad drawing than to do no drawing at all. You know, so just try it and a bad drawing is just the grandfather of a good drawing. You know, so keep going and, you know, give yourself a break. Life is hard enough.
Exactly. Life is hard enough, so it's so important for us, I think, to be able to actually enjoy it. Again, everyone, Danny Gregory has been our guest today. We've been discussing his new book, Art Before Breakfast, A Zillion Ways to Be More Creative, No Matter How Busy You Are. And again, all of us have a lot going on, but I think the big takeaway, Danny, for me is to not to allow being busy keep you from enjoying life. And because I think, you know, if we're not appreciating the things that are going on in front of us, if we're not taking advantage of the opportunities around us, then we're really not living. And I think that's the big thing for all of us. So, Danny, the book is available, of course, wherever our friends get their books, either online or they can have their favorite bookstore order it if they don't have it. How can they stay connected with you as well?
Well, there's a couple ways. They can obviously visit my website, DannyGregory.com, where I write a lot of little essays about these kinds of things. I also am the founder of a thing called Sketchbook School, and school is spelled with a K. And Sketchbook School is an online series of courses with a bunch of teachers, all emphasizing these kinds of things, how you can be creative, how you can take risks, how you can expand your life in different ways. And there are over 10,000 people now who have participated in this in the last year. So you'll find a lot of people like you who are starting out and who are looking for inspiration. And it's just an amazing thing to be a part of.
Well, thank you so much, Danny, for the time today. It really has been a pleasure speaking with you. And I hope you'll come back. We'd love to share with you again.
I'd love to. I'd love to come back anytime, Cyrus. I really like your point of view, and I appreciate the opportunity to share my ideas.
Well, look, definitely glad to do it. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great edition of Conversations Live. As I mentioned, for our radio audience, you guys will be able to find out when we will be replaying in your area. For our online audience, though, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation or just want to share it with someone that you know, don't worry. We've already posted the link on our social media pages, either at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I should say that Danny is also on Twitter. We actually tagged him as well on our page. So you guys can just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, the book, Art Before Breakfast, is available right now. Of course, as I said, wherever you buy your books, either online or your favorite bookstore, make sure you guys go to Danny's website that he mentioned here, Sketchbook School. And again, school is SKOOL.com, to be able to find out more about the program that he mentioned here. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.